Did you ever hear it used just to mean someone was
a little strange? Yeah, that's what I always thought it meant. And when I was in junior high, I guess they sent me, they said, well, a queer is someone that's a homosexual.
Mm-hmm.
So I quit using it because I didn't want people to think I was saying, you know, so-and-so is a homosexual.
Did it, when it was used just to mean peculiar, was it ever used as a noun?
No, I don't think so.
Uh-huh. And someone who can't hear anything at all, you say it there?
Deaf.
And the man had been out working in the sun and he takes off his shirt and it's all wet. He said, look how much I
have sweated or perspired.
Uh-huh. And a sore that comes to a head.
A bump? I mean, when
it comes to a head, it'd be
I don't know.
Well, a little lump that's got a core in it.
I just call it a bump.
Uh-huh. What about a boil or a rising?
I guess it could be a boil, yeah.
What about the stuff that drains out when it opens?
Pus.
And in a blister?
Water.
And if someone got shot or stabbed, you'd say you have to get a doctor to look at the
wound.
And sometimes the wound won't feel back right. It gets sort of a skinless growth over it. It's got to be cut out or burned out. What do you call that?
I don't know.
Well, something that horses get along if you've been around horses. Do you have some kind of flesh?
Proud flesh.
Mm-hmm. What's that like?
I don't know. I've never seen any.
Have you heard it? People or horses or what?
No, I've heard people say that they had some proud flesh left after an operation or something like that, but I never saw it, so I don't know what it looked like.
And if you cut your finger, a brown liquid medicine that stinks, that you could put on it.
Brown. Mercuricone?
Or something else.
Iodine, monkey blood.
What?
Monkey blood.
What's that?
That's what my mother called mercuricone and iodine. When we were growing up, that's what we called it. We'd come in and we'd say, you know, I've got a cut. Would you put some monkey blood on it?
It meant both mercurochrome or
iodine. Yeah. Huh. Probably just her way of getting us to put it on.
And a real bitter medicine people used to take.
Quinine?
Uh-huh. And if someone got shot and didn't live, you'd say that he
died.
And you say, any nicer ways of saying that?
Kicked off, keeled over, not keeled over, kicked off, kicked the bucket.
How does that sound? Does that sound
joking? Well, it's kind of a crude way of putting it. I mean, you certainly wouldn't say it to his widow or anything.
What would you say to his widow?
I'm sorry, you know, so-and-so passed away, I guess.
Uh-huh. You say he's been dead a week and nobody's figured out yet what he died
from.
And a place where people are buried.
Cemetery.
Any other name for that?
Graveyard.
And what they put the body in?
Casket.
Any other names?
Pine box. Only they don't let you do that anymore. Coffin.
Uh-huh. What's the difference between a coffin and a casket?
I would say a coffin fit more back in the old pine box variety, and a casket is a much heavier metal, maybe lead lined or something.
Why don't they let you use a pine box?
Well, I guess if you've got a low water, if the water table's not real low, you know, you might be putting somebody down there and they'd be rotting into your water supply or something, I don't know.
And the ceremony at the cemetery is called
the funeral.
And if people are dressed in black, you say that they're
the mourners.
Or they're
in mourning.
And on an average sort of day, if someone asks you how you're feeling, you say,
okay.
And a disease that people get when they're old, their joints start hurting.
Rheumatism.
Any other name?
Arthritis.
Mm-hmm. And really bad sore throat that people get, children get it, that choke up in the night and then die from it.
Strep throat?
That's a disease they get.
Oh,
you probably had to vaccinate him against it because he was in school.
diphtheria.
And the disease where your skin and eyeballs turn yellow.
Jaundice.
And when you have a pain down here, you have to have an operation.
Appendicitis.
And if someone ate something that didn't agree with them and it came back up, say you had to...
throw up. Vomit. Upchuck. Puke.
How do you feel about each of those words?
I always say throw up. It sounds better.
What about vomit? How does that sound?
That's kind of technical.
Mm-hmm. But upchuck or puke sounds...
kind of crude.
And if a person threw up, you say he was sick?
To his stomach.
And say if a boy was spending a lot of time with a girl, he kept on going over to the same girl's house, and like he was seriously interested in her, you'd say that he was...
going with her?
Any old-fashioned way of saying that?
Sparking her?
Mm-hmm. And he would be called her...
boyfriend or beau?
And she would be his...
girlfriend or girl?
And if a boy comes home with lipstick on his collar, his little brother would...